Have you ever seen players that you've worked with that have been as versatile?
Yeah, I've had a couple. Cooper Carlisle played four positions. He couldn't snap because he was left-handed. We didn't want to mess with him playing center. Chris Cooper, I had him play a few, not in a game, but he played both guards, but he was able to play both tackles. So it's a couple, three, but there's not too many that can go out and do that. And, you know, the thing about Michael is he doesn't miss a day of practice. So he's out there, he grinds, he, you know, picks up things, he's smart at what he does and understands what everybody's doing. That helps you out. Well, I mean, Trevor's always taking steps, I mean, because he really studies very hard. I think he's got a little bit more confident in what he's doing, and the coverage dictates where the ball goes, and he's reading that, and he's doing a pretty good job getting that done. So I think he was less fooled. I think that's a good way to say it. He was able to read some things out and go through his progressions.
How was Ty first game for him?
Obviously he's a little rusty, hasn't played, hasn't done much, but, you know, he battled. There's one thing about Ty, he certainly battled. He gave it everything he had, and, you know, we'll fix some stuff technique-wise and get him under control. I think that was one of the things, body awareness, where you are and how to get things done, and I think he'll get that done.
You think he played okay with the arm?
He did okay with that. I don't think that was a major problem. I think there was one time he went to stab with it, and it didn't react the way he really wanted it to. But the rest of the time, you know, he's got good feet, he's got good balance, and he'll get his body under control.
What went wrong in the running game? We saw guys slipping. I know Leggy's asked about that, but guys are slipping. What was it? The technique? Was it blocking?
They're pretty good up front now, and they put an extra guy down every now and then. So, you know, we're trying to find our creases, and we had a couple chances that we didn't get to them, Certainly we're just trying to move the ball. So we went to a spot, and obviously we got the job done in the air. So we'd like to think that we could do it both ways, and hopefully we'll improve on our techniques and find those creases that presented themselves. We just couldn't hit.
Why did Demarius and Emmanuel work so well together, and how did they push each other?
I don't know. I tell you what, those guys worked their tails off at practice. I don't know. They hang out. When I see them anyway, I'm not around them all that much, but they hang out. They compete. They compete with the DBs, and I think they do compete with each other. You know, they just work so hard at it. It's hard for me to say. You'd have to ask them. They do a good job, though. I'm glad we got them.
What kind of problems does the Bucs defense in the front seven with McCoy and Alexander and David cause?
They're very good penetrators. Certainly 93 is. He does a great job getting upfield. I've played him a couple times, and he's a tough one. And then the backers can run. So they're always around the ball. That's the thing. When you're spending time on the downs, trying to make sure you get them blocked so you can get to the line of scrimmage, you're late on getting to the backers. So they do a good job in that regard.
When you had said, like, we do what the defense dictates. So Trevor saw the play to Demarius or the one to Heuermann. Some young quarterbacks just don't want to throw it because they don't want to make a mistake. Did you see that early on with Trevor, that the play's there?
No, I think he's always been pretty courageous with the ball, knowing, just, you know, being under control. I think he's done that, but he has taken strides that way. I mean, okay. Just cutting it loose, you know, and Napper coaches that. You just got to cut it loose. You know, trust what we're telling you. You know, this is the progression, and, you know, you see this is where the ball goes. So throwing in some windows instead of to the person, you know, that's something that you gain as you gain experience. Bless you. All right. Thank you.